You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Halloween's the holiday most people associate with spooky stories, but there's a new book out that covers the entire year because those spirits do not remain hidden the remaining months of the year. Roberta Simpson Brown and Lonnie E. Brown have taken care of that with their new book, Haunted Holidays, 12 Months of Kentucky Ghost. And Roberta Simpson Brown is joining me on the phone. Roberta, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
So you were visiting the historic estate in Bardstown, Wickland, said to be one of the most haunted places in Kentucky, and that was where you were told or inspired to write this book. Share that story.
Right. Well, we had gone on a tour through Wickland, and nobody knew us except one friend who was with us. Nobody knew that we were storytellers. They do that tour with a medium, and she hands people dowsing rods, and the person holding the rod is going to be able to talk to the spirit or get messages. So when it went around the circle and it came to Lonnie and me, this little boy's voice came through the medium, and he said, "Tell me a story." And we went, "Oh!" And the people said, "What, what?" And we said, "Well, we're professional storytellers." But nobody knew that, but evidently the little boy ghost did. So.
And that got you thinking, huh?
Yeah, I thought, well, you know, I'd like to stop and tell him a story right now, but there are about 25 people in the group that want to talk to him. We thought we should just do the book.
So you were inspired. You realized that, you know, Halloween's not the only time that there are many haunted holidays, but I wanted to go back to the beginning and storytelling, where your love of storytelling came from. Growing up there in southern Kentucky, it's kind of part of the land, right?
Oh, it is. We never heard jack tales and things like that. We heard ghost stories. And our entertainment was to get together with neighbors or relatives, usually on the front porch if it was warm weather, and inside by the old stove or a fireplace if we had cold weather. And we would tell stories for entertainment. And the ghost stories were exciting. That was our means of really getting all pumped up for all the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It really goes back to that. You know, we were, Lonnie and I grew up in the same neighborhood, so we heard the same stories and just wanted to pass them on and preserve them. It's very much a part of Kentucky's culture.
I love
Ohio too.
Oh yes, I was going to say they tell tall tales here in Ohio too.
So. Oh, they do. I've been up for festivals and I have books about spooky Ohio. And, you know, you're right in the center of the ghost hunting area.
Well, you're a retired teacher. I imagine storytelling was part of your teaching career, but you had the storytelling as you were growing up. But where was that spark that told you wanted to be a storyteller?
Well, I think I just naturally started exchanging stories. And when it came to telling stories publicly, we had the Corn Island Storytelling Festival back several years ago, and a friend of mine, Lee Pennington, had asked me to be on the show, and so when I started telling stories, I started writing a new story for each performance, because one time I had a story all rehearsed, and a little dinky one, you know, is back up. And this big star storyteller got up and told the very story I was going to tell. So I said, that won't happen again. So I started writing my own stories. And that's really how I got into it professionally. And I did use it in class.
I'm speaking with Roberta Simpson Brown, who, along with her husband Lonnie E. Brown, has just released the book Haunted Holidays, 12 Months of Kentucky Ghost. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And in Haunted Holidays, it was surprising because, of course, people associate ghost stories and the like with Halloween, but really, you have a tale for about any holiday out of the year, and I really loved reading the ones from the 4th of July, from Independence Day. It was kind of interesting to see that even on that day that there are stories to tell.
Yes, you don't expect ghosts in the middle of the summer or most people don't. But I always like those 4th of July stories, too. The one about the sinkhole where the ghost comes back to find a coin that he had lost before he died. And the idea of the sinkhole is sometimes scarier than the ghost.
Yes.
Because I didn't realize that, and I was telling to some kids, and I said, you realize that we're sitting over a sinkhole? And they go, oh. Then I had to say, well, you know, I'm 76, and a sinkhole hasn't gotten me yet, so I think we're safe. But it scares them. And especially when things happen like the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green has a sinkhole that swallows up cars, and these normal happenings that you can explain away sometimes also have another element there that you can't explain away.
I saw a lot of attributions at the beginning of stories, Roberta, from grandmothers, both yours and Lonnie's, and your sister, too. And speaking of Independence Day, the black dog at the footlog, that was a story that little family superstition involved.
Oh, yes. Well, we're mostly Irish, and there's black dog stories in Irish history. So I was always excited that had happened to my sister. I was 10 years younger, so I didn't get to go along that night. So I missed seeing him. The black dog is really a good sign because it comes to stand between you and something very dangerous or deadly. And I think I had some aunts that saw the black dog once. So he's around.
You got to watch him. Well, your sister was going to a church pie social about to cross a creek on a foot log, and the black dog appeared. And
right, it came a storm. And I know this is hard, especially for young people to believe, but we had no communications. We didn't even have a phone. So if somebody got caught out in a storm, it was just understood that you would stay at a neighbor's house. But my cousin who was down thought my mom might get angry if he didn't get my sister home. So even though the storm had caused the waters to rise in the creek, he still thought they could get across the footlog. But when they got to the end of it, my sister was just terrified. She says, I'm not going out there. And then suddenly this black dog appears, and he's not going to let them out there. And then suddenly this rushing water comes down the creek, washes away the footlog, and moves on. And, of course, if they had been on the footlog, they would have been dead. But after the black dog warned them, then he vanished. And they went back, of course, to stay with neighbors. They couldn't get across the creek even if they'd wanted to.
In the section on St. Patrick's Day, you talk about your grandmother and the fear of the month of March. Beware of March. Not just the Ides of March, Roberta, but beware of the month of March.
Month of March. She was always terrified. And as a little girl, I was so glad to see March go by because I knew I had grandmother for another year. And she did die in March.
Why do you fear March?
I don't know why I feared it because she did.
Oh, okay.
You know, I thought it was going to take her away from me. There seemed to be some kind of mystery or strange forces in the air in March. Maybe because March used to be very windy and stormy, and that probably was part of my fear of March, too. I always hear her say, well, I made it through March. I'll make it another year.
I'm speaking with Roberta Simpson Brown, who, along with Lonnie E. Brown, are the authors of Haunted Holidays, 12 Months of Kentucky Ghosts. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And I learned some new ghost stories. Well, plenty of new ghost stories reading your book, Roberta, but I also learned about things like the corpse candle. Explain what a corpse candle is.
That's a little light that you see moving along, and supposedly it's carried by a corpse, a ghost, and it's usually a helpful thing. And in this story, a young man is away from home working because his father had trouble keeping the farm going, and he was going to go home on Thanksgiving, but the night before, he's standing on the porch and sees this little light coming up the road, and it comes toward him, and it's like it's wanting him to follow it. And the landlady said, oh, that's a corpse candle. Somebody is dying or going to die, and they need help. So he went home and found his father had fallen and would have died if he hadn't come home that night. So a lot of people at first fear things like the corpse candle, but then when they see that it's helpful, they kind of change your mind about it.
I think I read a quote from you somewhere, maybe it was Lonnie, it says, we don't mean to be morbid. We remember the dead with respect, and we try to determine how they connect with the living. And that was a theme I found in many of the tales. And as you said, you know, some things are frightening, but they are actually good when it comes to some of these ghost stories.
Right. They can be comforting. I started out wanting to be a ghost hunter, not just for the excitement of it, but I wanted to see if I could find some proof that there is life after death. Because my first ghost was a neighbor. He had walked back and forth to school with me because he worked in town. And I called him my storm walker because I was terrified of storms. But one summer between my first and second year of school, he had a heart problem and couldn't walk. And yet one day I was coming home from school, and this tornado hit, and he appeared right there by a big grove of trees that I'd never been allowed to play in, and he showed me where to go for shelter. And he looked as real as anybody. And when I got home, my mom and dad told me, well, he couldn't have done that. He couldn't have come for you because he died at noon today.
Ooh.
So that was my first ghost, and I wanted to see what else I could find about ghosts. But you know, there are no answers. There are no experts. There are some people who have more experience with ghosts than others. But I can't prove that there are ghosts. You can't prove that there are not ghosts. It's a matter of experiencing and believing. One man said, I'll tell you what a ghost is when I become one. So if I pass on, you can interview me again, and I'll tell you.
Well, thank you, Roberta, for all the stories. Greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you.
Roberta Simpson Brown, who, along with her husband Lonnie E. Brown, are the authors of Haunted Holidays, 12 Months of Kentucky Ghosts. You can learn more about the book at our website, wvxu.org. This is The Book Club at 91.7.
I love your laugh.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the
it's our town, everybody's
here. It's town of
Halloween. I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can, something's waiting there to pounce and how you scream.
Hey, this is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Tearaway face!
Here in a flash and gone are the trace!
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Tinder-lum looms everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
our job.
But we're not mean
in our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Lawman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.